92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show, weekday afternoons, with random notes from around the planet.
It's amazing how rapidly everything has been changing over the last decade. For example, 10 years ago, young adults, 20, 30-somethings, they were all being drawn to companies like Google and Apple, looking for exciting jobs on the cutting edge of technology. But this year, that same age group is saying that they've become intensely critical of that category of company. This summer, the CNBC Research Department talked to over 2,000 people between 18 and 40 to find out their thoughts on today's politics, artificial intelligence, and the country's economy. One of the questions they asked was, who do you trust to act responsibly with AI? And 87% of them said that they have absolutely no trust in artificial intelligence. It's nice to know I'm not alone on that. I mean, it seems like there's over 1,000 of these things now. They can't all be good. And 57% of the people in the study said that AI is already having a significant negative impact on their life. They're not in favor of all the big computer data facilities, and they're not happy that billionaires and our government are supporting them. Meanwhile, there are so many things that we have not accomplished in our country. We're way behind many other countries in high-speed rail transportation and healthcare and generally supporting people. And, I mean, this seems so simple. There are communities that have been talking about projects like building a new playground for kids for over 10 years. For some reason, nobody can make any decisions on simple things like that, but we can have approval for a new data center in 2 months and have it fully operational in 18 months. I need someone to explain that to me like I'm 10 years old.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.